She smoothed the folded baby quilt at the bottom. Restless, she reached for the cow jumped over the moon lamp on the bureau and went to sit again in the rocker. She stared at the lamp, very glad to have the support of both her parents. Coach Kim and Taja were also two of her biggest fans. And there was the very cool, very exciting girls-only club. The other three members were also her closest friends. Livy Hudson, Heather Bach, and Miranda Garcia. They liked to perform ballets and elaborate dramas for their parents. They also offered enthusiasm and encouragement to Jenna and to one another. Jenna sometimes wondered how she'd ever managed before the club was created last fall. Livy was an amazing novice-level figure skater, and Heather was a dazzling, award-winning ice dancer with her brother Kevin. Manda, their newest member, was a stunning and daring downhill skier. Four girls following a strenuous yet thrilling track to the Olympics. They shared athletic dreams and goals, forming a tight-knit friendship. Jenna's all-around teammates were cool, too. They worked well individually and as a team. But she was worried about something. Someone. Lara Swenson, the youngest of the seven members, had just turned 11. In the past 6 weeks, she had grown really fast, maybe too fast. Right in front of everyone's eyes, she was sprouting up like she might never stop. At the moment, she was just a hair taller than Cassie Peterson, who had been the tallest on the team. Jenna could hardly believe it. Did Lara have an out-of-control pituitary gland or what? Petite Lara was no longer tiny. If she kept up her growth rate, she might end up 6 feet tall. Jenna worried that Lara wouldn't be able to maintain her exceptional skills as a gymnast, which would hurt all the others on the team. This week, she had noticed Lara's inability to stick her landings perfectly. For the first time, her performances had been less than precise. Lara was struggling for sure. Jenna really wanted to help, but she had no idea what to do. The phone rang, and Jenna raced down the hall to her parents' bedroom. "Song residence. Jenna speaking," she answered. "How's life?" It was Olivia Hudson, Jenna's best friend.
"Livy, hi. Things are going okay, I guess you could say."
"Well, by the sound of your voice, I'm not convinced. What's up?" She cringed. Should she unload on Livy? "What is it, Jen? Something?"